shoulders.
And this is my
leg
and
foot.
And I have two
feet.
And this sensitive bone here.
Your shin.
Okay. Say if I get down in this position, you say I
kneel.
Or
squat.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Stoop.
Uh-huh. What about down on your, do you have your haunches?
Haunches, yes. Yeah. Haunches.
Uh-huh. What's your haunches?
I don't know.
Okay. Say if someone had been sick, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. Someone who's in real good shape, you'd say he's big and
strong.
Any other expressions people use?
Healthy.
Uh-huh. What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You'd say he's
fat.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear stout or husky?
Stout. Husky. Hmm? That's nice. Being nice about somebody being fat.
You ran away with two tapes, buddy.
Yeah, I want to talk to you. Give me my water and a paper towel.
What's the difference between strong and stout and husky?
Strong and stout, well, one is doesn't have to be stout to be strong.
Uh-huh.
You have to be fat to be stout and husky.
Uh-huh. Is a stout person strong?
Or not necessarily.
Uh-huh. What about husky?
Not necessarily. Just a little plumper.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad? You wouldn't? Someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's mighty
jovial, happy.
Uh-huh. Or he's easy to get along with, you'd say he's
congenial.
Okay. Any more common terms? Did you ever hear good-natured?
Uh-huh.
What about someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs?
Lanky.
Uh-huh.
Awkward.
Uh-huh. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain
scatterbrain.
Uh-huh. Any other? What if you're sort of disgusted with him?
I don't have a good word for that.
Did you ever use the word fool?
Yeah, but not for that type.
How would you use that word?
Well, for somebody that was, I guess, running headlong into something that was disastrous or,
mm-hmm.
or ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd call him a
fool.
Uh-huh. Is that word nice to use or?
I think it's a little strong.
Uh-huh. Someone who has plenty of money but never spends a cent, you'd call him a
miser.
What other terms?
Tightwad.
Uh-huh. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Run of the mill.
Mm-hmm.
I think of it as somebody who talks vulgar or that way.
Mm-hmm. You call him a
common.
Uh-huh.
Very common acting.